Song's real new, and I'm just still kind of figuring out how to play it as I go, so bear with me a little bit. But I wrote this song about my great uncle George A. Johnson, George Albert Johnson, and he was probably the best man I ever knew. And he was drafted back when he was a young man and sent over to World War II in the South Pacific, and he ended up on Iwo Jima, firing one of those anti-aircraft guns, one of those two-people guns. And he saw a lot of bad shit when he was over there. And they just opened the World War II Memorial last week, finally, after all these years, while there's still at least a handful of them left to see it. And I know this today was the anniversary of D-Day. But I asked George A. if he wanted me to take him to the memorial, because I told him I'd drive him over to see it if he wanted to go to it. And he said he didn't really want to. He said it just kind of make him sad. This song's about him and maybe part of what made him the way he is. And when I was a kid, I would stay at his farm. It's the family homestead farm. He was born there in the house he still lives in, as well as my grandmother and one other brother. And I'd stay with him every weekend when I was a kid. And he was a bit of a night owl, and I've always been a bit of a night owl, so we'd stay up watching movies on one of the only channels he would get on his little rabbit ear antenna on top of the TV. We saw a lot of John Wayne movies. And one night we watched The Sands of Iwo Jima, and I recognized the name because I'd been told by someone in the family, even though he never talked about the war at all back then, but I'd been told that he had been there. And little kids ask the most, you know, the darndest questions, and they don't really mean anything by it. They just ask them because they don't know better. It's part of the beautiful thing about kids, I guess. And I remember asking him, if it was like the movie, and he said, you know, I never saw John Wayne over there. Thank you. us to a reunion of the man that he served with, the wives and kids and grandkids. My great uncle used to take me, and I'd watch him recollect about some things that he could not comprehend. And I thought about that movie as if it was that way. He just looked at me and smiled at me in such a loving way. As he thought about some friends he would never see again, said I never saw John Wayne on the sands of Iwo Jima. Thank you so much. George Ada turned 84 on the day I got back from my honeymoon. So here's to it.